You are listening to the Carolinas Christian Voice, 100.9 The Cross. I'm Mark Hunter, the guy who keeps you company every weekday afternoon from 3 until 6. Every week at this time, we talk with faculty and staff at Robison Community College in Lumberton, North Carolina. And today, I'll be speaking with Renee Collins, the vice president of the RCC Foundation. She's going to be telling us about an upcoming event, the Diamond Jubilee Sneaker and Tuxedo Gala, as well as the All Things Foundation. Let's say good afternoon to Renee Collins. How are you this afternoon, Renee?
I'm great. Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for taking time to be with us. And as we begin, could you please tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at Robison Community College?
Sure. I am a local from Robison County. I went to East Carolina University and graduated with a degree in business marketing. After graduation, I started my career at a local computer company where I worked 8 years until they downsized. After that, I found myself looking for new opportunities and ended up at the foundation department at Scotland Memorial Foundation. That is where I've discovered my passion for fundraising and event planning. I spent about 8 years in that role, which helped me really develop my skills. Later, I transitioned over to the foundation at UNC Health Southeastern, where I continue planning and coordinating multiple fundraising events. Working in healthcare philanthropy over the last 15 years has been incredibly rewarding and enjoyed it. Opportunity came along. A friend told me about the position here at RCC, so I never thought I would get it, but I applied and I was excited to join the RCC family here back in January. So really excited about the possibilities of stepping into this leadership role, and I'm happy to say that it's been a wonderful experience so far, and I'm really looking forward to helping grow and revamp the foundation to better serve our students and the community.
Well, very good. I'm talking this afternoon with Renee Collins, the vice president of the Robison Community College Foundation. And Renee, I was hoping you could give us some information about the foundation. What does the RCC Foundation do? How does it support students and programs at the college?
Yes, so my role as the vice president, like I said, I started back in January, so I'm still new in this role, still learning of everything that the foundation offers. Our biggest thing we offer are scholarships. We're dedicated to supporting our students and the success by providing financial assistance and resources that help them achieve their goals in higher education. Our mission is to empower their dreams and remove the financial barriers to ensure that individuals have the opportunity to pursue and complete their college education. Through donations and community partnerships, we work to create a supportive environment where students can thrive academically and personally here at RCC.
Now, earlier we talked about a gala. Could you please tell us what the gala is and how did you come up with the idea?
Absolutely. The gala is a Diamond Jubilee Sneaker and Tuxedo Ball presented by Primary Health Choice. It's a black tie formal event designed to raise funds for the new athletic program set to launch in August of this year, which will benefit our students and the community members. For this inaugural Diamond Jubilee event supporting our athletics, I thought it would be a fun way to incorporate a unique element by pairing the tennis shoes with the formal attire. It's a great event. We are also celebrating our 60th anniversary here at RCC. RCC began back in 1965 at the old Barker 10 Mile Elementary School with just 20 students, and today we are proud to serve over 2,000 full-time students, providing educational opportunities for those in and around Robison County. The gala is going to be a wonderful celebration of not only our rich history, but also a step forward for brighter futures for our students and community and our new athletic program.
Well, sounds good. I'm talking with Renee Collins, the vice president of the RCC Foundation at Robison Community College. And you mentioned the gala. What can attendees expect, and also where and when is the gala?
Okay, the Diamond Jubilee is going to be this Saturday, May 17th. It starts at 6 p.m. It's going to be located right here on our campus of Robison Community College. It's going to be under a big tent in the parking lot right outside the auditorium. It is a wonderful event. It's going to be memorable, from delicious food, entertainment by the Champagne Pop Band, providing live music. Our culinary team here at RCC will be providing the delicious desserts, and our catering will be provided by Two Brothers Catering out of Fayetteville. We will have a live auction and also a fund the need opportunity where guests can make donations to support our athletic program, because there are many, many, many things that they need with a new athletic program starting at RCC. So it's going to be a great event, great inaugural event, actually. This will be our first gala for RCC.
If someone listening is interested in attending or supporting this event, where can they get tickets? Where can they learn more about it? What does it mean for the future of the college, the foundation, the athletics, and so on?
There are several ways that you can support our athletic program and the Diamond Jubilee. Even if you can't attend the event, you can purchase tickets or make a donation directly at our foundation office on the RCC campus. We are located in Building 13, Room 1361. Additionally, tickets and donations can be made online through our website at robison.edu. If you prefer, you can also call the foundation office at 910-272-3236 for assistance or to make a contribution. Every bit of support helps to continue to grow and succeed.
All right. Well, tell us, as we wrap things up, what other exciting things are coming up for the RCC Foundation?
We have a lot of exciting things going on here at RCC. We have our annual golf tournament. Our 41st annual Cliff Bullard Memorial Golf Tournament will be held on October the 2nd. This event is especially meaningful as it supports scholarships for students who face financial challenges, helping them pursue their dreams of higher education. The golf tournament is in memory of Mr. Cliff Bullard, who was a passionate advocate for RCC and believing strongly in the power of education. His philanthropic spirit continues to inspire us, and through this tournament, we aim to honor his legacy while fostering opportunities to support our students. We're excited to see the event grow each year and keep Mr. Bullard's dedication to education alive in the community. We also have our annual Employee Campus Fund Drive, which kicks off in August. This is an opportunity for our employees to give back to our community through donations to RCC. They are also able to establish annual scholarships to help support our students and which help alleviate the financial burdens our students have. And anyone interested in supporting RCC Foundation and supporting our students can create a scholarship. If they're interested in learning more about that, they can contact the foundation office. They can contact me personally. My number is 910-272-3334 or via email at rcollins@robison.edu. You can also find more information online at our website at robison.edu.
Very good. My guest is Renee Collins, the Vice President of the RCC Foundation. And as we close, is there anything else you'd like to share before we close, Renee?
I'd just like to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak with you today. Our Diamond Jubilee is a wonderful opportunity to support, but there are also other ways that you can support our athletic program here. So if you're interested, just feel free to give us a call. We'll be glad to make a connection with our athletic program or any other areas that you may be interested in supporting here at RCC.
Sounds good. My guest has been Renee Collins, the Vice President of the RCC Foundation at Robison Community College in Lumberton, North Carolina. Renee, thank you for your time, and I hope you have a great afternoon.
Thank you. You too.